WUGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Welcome to the program. I'm Camilla Guthrie, and this week we look at the Urban Development Corporation administered tax incentive program TIP. Stay with us. The Tax Incentive Program, or TIP, resulted from the Urban Renewal Tax Relief Act, tabled in Parliament in March 1995. The Act provides a framework for granting incentives to those who invest in the development, rehabilitation, or refurbishing of land or buildings in spaces declared as Special Development Areas, or SDAs. Since 1995, the Tax Incentive Program has been administered by the Urban Development Corporation as an agent of the Ministry of Finance. Businesses may access TIP if they own or lease property in any of the declared SDAs defined as blighted areas. Blighted areas are those which show extreme physical deterioration and social neglect, resulting in low land and building values, declining economic activity, image, and aesthetic appeal. Through the TIP, government gives tax relief as an incentive to individuals or companies undertaking capital investments in either land or buildings, whether residential or commercial, in the special development areas. The program is consistent with the government's policy to provide opportunities to enable the private sector to become full participants in the country's development. It focuses on attracting private investment capital to fuel urban renewal and growth. There are four types of incentives under TIP: Urban Renewal Bond, Investment Tax Credit, Tax Relief on Rental Income, and Exemption from Transfer Tax and Stamp Duty.
In the instance of the Urban Renewal Bond, which is really a loan instrument that may be issued or underwritten by approved private and public sector organizations, and that bond is used to mobilize funds for specific projects within the special development areas.
Director of Corporate Communication at the UDC, Lorna Clark. She also has more on the investment tax credit. To be qualified for the investment tax credit, the developer must provide proof of developer's status when filing the tax returns with the Income Tax Department. The third measure, tax relief on rental income, provides full relief from income tax on rental income from new or refurbished buildings and is available to approved developers during the incentive period. The fourth and final measure is the exemption from transfer tax and stamp duty.
So every transfer of title to the improved property by an approved developer is exempt from transfer tax during the incentive period.
Director of Corporate Communication at the UDC, Lorna Clark. Within the UDC, TIP is managed by a Program Execution Unit, or PEU, which processes the applications. An incentive recommendation committee with representatives from both public and private sectors reviews applications. The unit then makes recommendations to the Minister of Finance for tax incentives to be granted. Now to our Did You Know feature. Did you know that several major local businesses such as Grace Kennedy, Jamaica Public Service Company Limited, and Digicel have benefited from the tax incentive program? For further information on the developmental projects being carried out by the UDC, call 922-8310 or log on to udcja.com. You can also walk into the UDC's Information Center located at the head office, 12 Ocean Boulevard in downtown Kingston. That's it for this week's Urban Scope. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.